Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. It's Topic A time. We're at 5:10 around that every day. We talk about some big news events going on, and I don't know, call me crazy, but a $20 million donation really kind of fits that bill, and that's just what Monmouth College received. And joining me in studio to talk about that is Dr. Clarence Wyatt, the president of Monmouth College. Welcome. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having us, Will.
So tell me, what goes through your mind when you hear that you're getting $20 million?
Well, it was not a surprise.
Okay.
This, we had been working with the donors for quite a while and doing this, but it's even though it was not a surprise, it was nonetheless exciting, gratifying, just a wonderful statement about the quality of work that happens by our faculty and staff at Monmouth College.
And obviously trying to get donations and things like that is a part of the job, I'm sure, for you every day. What do you talk to somebody about that's looking to give any amount, let alone a big dollar amount like that?
Well, you know, it's a good question, Will, because a lot of times fundraising can have – people have a negative reaction to fundraising. It's, oh, God, I would never want to ask anybody for money. And if you approach it with the thought that you're trying to take something from someone, yeah, it's not very fun. But the reality is – that, and especially for gifts of this magnitude, what you're doing is helping people express things that are important to them, support values that are important to them, and to help them see the college as the medium for that action.
So obviously this worked pretty well then. The proverbial sales pitch, if you will. Although I imagine it's not really so much a sales pitch, is it?
No, it is not a sales pitch. It was, as I say, it was working with the donors,
yeah,
people who were and are longtime supporters of the college, talking with them, coming together to understand what a special moment this is in the life of the college, what a great opportunity it is, and to bring all of those pieces together.
They're donors. They've given to the college before, it sounds like. What else do we know about them? I imagine they're wanting to stay anonymous otherwise, right?
That's right. They want to be anonymous.
Are they graduates? Have they even stepped foot on the campus? Have they been to Monmouth even? What do we know about them, and what type of giving have they done before for Monmouth College?
They want to be anonymous.
Okay. Darn, I just can't get any more out of it than that, can I? This is, from what I understand, this donation is going into the college's endowment. Is that right?
That's correct.
How does that work?
Well, endowment, the college, currently now we'll have an endowment of about $115 million as opposed to the $100 that we had before, of which we're very proud. And, you know, people hear that a college has $100 million, $115 million endowment, and they think that means you have $115 million that you can just go spend.
Right.
But no, it is a trust. It acts as a trust fund. And what we do is you take a portion of the earnings off of that. You don't spend the principal. You take a portion of the earnings, and each institution has a different one. 4.5%, 5% is usually the standard. So you're using the income off of that in order to be able to advance the institution. What you're trying to do also then is to grow that principal as well. So it really is building for the future. And my mantra at the college is that we are working every day to build Monmouth College for the long run. And this is certainly a major step in that.
But suffice it to say, I imagine, though, I could say that $115 million isn't enough, right?
Oh, it's never enough. It's never enough. You could ask any college president in the United States, and none of them would tell you they have a big enough endowment.
And we were saying $115 million here, but this was a part of a $20 million commitment. But $15 million is going into the endowment fund, and $5 million is deferred. Can you kind of explain that?
The $5 million is in a will. It's in a will provision.
Okay.
And so obviously that is we are extraordinarily grateful for that portion of the commitment as well. But certainly it's not one that we want to see for many years.
So basically, you said you're basically spending the interest off of what's accrued in the endowment. What sorts of things do you spend that money on?
Everything. The three areas of the endowment that this gift is going to support really are the three basic areas of it. First and foremost is support for student financial aid and scholarships. That is the most important cause that any institution has, certainly a residential liberal arts college has. It's especially important in Illinois now, as right. we all know.
I was just going to ask you about that because I know Monmouth has made the commitment to kind of basically cover MAP grants, even though the state isn't kind of writing the checks these days. And I imagine this will help you do that.
Oh, we were confident in our ability to do that before, and we're yeah. even more confident in our ability to do that now. And, of course, we've made that commitment for the 17-18 academic year as well.
But you've got the money, obviously, to bankroll that, but I imagine that doesn't make you any less frustrated at the state these days, right?
No, because that's money that the state has promised our students. This is a promise mm-hmm. that has been made to our students. They have based their educations on that promise, and I will be just direct as I can be. It is unconscionable for that promise to not be fulfilled.
I stopped you at talking about student aid. What other things will this money go toward?
Support for our faculty and staff. They are the heart of the experience. It is a 24/7 seamless experience at Monmouth College. We don't really think about a differentiation between the academic enterprise and the student life enterprise. It's all part of the guided growth of young women and young men. So supporting recruiting, retaining, and developing quality faculty and staff is a very important thing. And then also endowment to support the development of the facilities.
Does word get around campus when a big donation like this happens? How do students react?
Well, we sent an email out just before the news release went out at 8:30. I sent a message out probably about 8:10, 8:15 yesterday. That was just yesterday morning, mm-hmm. Announcing it, and so it was well received.
I could imagine so. Otherwise, we maybe have about a minute left here. How are things going at Monmouth College?
Oh,
these
great,
days?
Great. Today was one of the wonderful moments in the academic calendar. We had our honors convocation and Scholars Day today, where our students we celebrated and were able to show off the great intellectual work of our students. We're 2.5 weeks away from commencement, so all of the buzz that's around the end of the term is going on, ready to welcome a wonderful commencement speaker, Juan Sepulveda, who is a senior VP of the Public Broadcasting System. Mm-hmm. So just all the great end-of-year things.
I was going to say, between this gift that was announced yesterday and the donations that came in from Scott's Day last mm-hmm. week, you're living right these days.
Well, people give to winning enterprises, and Monmouth is a winner.
Well, certainly I know Monmouth College is a winner, and I know the community and the college as a whole, and really the whole region can be proud that you have such a great thing going there, for sure.
Well, we appreciate that, Will. Thank you very much.
Dr. Clarence Wyatt, president of Monmouth College, we're glad to see you here in the studio, and come back and see us again.
Be glad to anytime.
All right, again, Dr. Clarence Wyatt, Monmouth College president on Galesburg's Evening News.